This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So what does that mean, Espérance? What is that?
It's like hope.
Hope of Tunisia.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a crazy cool name. What the fuck? Bro, that's a crazy cool club name. That's like a boat you go on, like a cruise ship. The Hope of Tunisia. That's like a cruise ship you just go on. We here!
Yes, sir!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the 6 Yard Box Podcast for episode 107, where we had an action-packed couple of days of sports, but today we are just focusing on the recent action in the Club World Cup. And for the first time since this tournament started, we have a four-man!
Yes!
I'm going to go around in the J shape right here next to me, making his return after two episodes off. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you very much. My name is Miles, by the way. It's okay.
We just discovered that I forgot about his birthday.
No, it's fine. You just didn't say my name to introduce me. But yeah, it was good. Happy to be back, though. It's like nice and air-conditioned in here. It is really hot right now in Toronto. I had to mention the weather.
It's like 36 degrees.
It's definitely taking control of my life this past couple days. But good to be back. Lovely to see you all. Blake, great to see you as well.
Speaking of heat.
Yes.
Where were you?
I was in Florida. I don't know why I said it like
Welcome
that.
Welcome back.
You were in Florida?
Okay, like, why?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in Florida. It was good. Orlando. Had a great time. Got a little tan, hopefully. That was me aura farming.
Drop a comment if you think he's tan.
But yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. I still kind of kept up with the Club World Cup as much as I could.
Yeah.
Flamengo specifically?
Flamengo. Fluminense, some might say. But yeah. They've done well. I've been happy with the tournament so far, honestly, besides the lack of fans in some of the stadiums. But it's been good. It's been fun to keep up with, and I'm excited to keep it going.
And last but certainly not least, European champion, Antoine.
Are we still how long are you?
Yeah, that has
He said he was going to do it for the entire season. Yeah. Until there's new champions crowned.
Did you lose a bet or something?
No, he just said he would.
I just said I would. In the heat of the moment, I did. You know what, lads? If you guys win the Champions League, I'll say it twice. Each episode. Swear to God, I will.
And we will say it for you, too. But that might not happen anytime soon.
I'm certainly not saying that to you. I'm sorry.
Not for another couple of years, that's for sure.
Yeah. What if Portugal win the World Cup? Would you refer me to World Champion?
Sure.
I guess.
I mean, we'd have to.
But that's like... It's different when it's your nation. Like, it's like...
Oh, God.
Like, anyway.
It'd be really bad if PSG win the Club World Cup and I try calling him world champion.
Bro.
They
lost Bosch.
That's when it gets bad.
Yeah. What's Fog beat us?
So. I wish I was there, bro.
That was a cool episode. A little two-hour episode.
Yeah, actually, I don't wish I was there. Fuck that.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week of sports, eh? We had Game 7 of the NBA Finals yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
We had some big UFC news, which I won't get into.
Oh, my God.
John Jones retired.
So he only fought one guy in this title.
Don't get me started.
That's crazy.
TKO in general, been a bit of a bad year for them.
Oh.
Been a bad
agreed.
Year
well.
Yeah.
It's been hit or miss for
good,
WWE.
Apparently.
So
was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Yep. No, but imagine if, like, there is no comparison, really. Hmm. Basically, the number one challenger, he ducked for 2 years almost and then led everybody on to believe that he would take it. And then 6 months after his last fight, he retires. Just because he's ducking this one guy.
Yeah, he's the GOAT, though, no?
He's supposed to be, but he's not my GOAT.
Why?
Multiple failed PED tests, multiple allegations of domestic abuse. hit all a pregnant lady in a car and then ran from the scene.
He what? Why are you laughing?
I hate John Jones, so this is fine. Hit a pregnant lady driving, probably under the influence, but we'll never know if he was actually under the influence because he fled the scene.
Interesting.
How do they know it was him?
Because it was his car, registered under him.
Oh.
Yeah, at Supreme Court. Yeah, yeah, multiple failed PED tests, multiple canceled fights because he failed drug tests.
So, like, kind of Greenwood-esque, some would say.
It's almost like if we all pretended Greenwood was, like, the best player of all time.
Mm. Loki, he might have had a chance. Not of all time, but...
Who, Greenwood?
A great little player.
It's like if he came back to United,
yeah,
and we all just pretended just like pretend nothing happened. Fine.
Swept it under the rug.
Yeah, exactly. Fair.
Okay.
Anyways, Tyrese Haliburton yesterday broke my heart.
Bro, that was sad. Actually. That was sad. That sucked.
I know. But let's get into the football. This is the real football podcast. It's not the real football podcast.
But it is, though.
In some essence, it is. It kind of is.
Yeah.
It's a Six Star Box podcast where we've had latest in the Club World Cup. I'm going to say all's well. How's like your experience been watching the Club World Cup? Like, have you enjoyed it? Are we living up to it? Are we like kind of sipping the juice?
You said this before. The biggest fear going into this was that all the European teams would just dominate and it would be boring for us because it would just be like a pseudo Champions League, like you said.
I did say that.
But I mean, the South American teams have been absolutely cooking. So what is there not to love, you know?
The upsets have been fun. That's been obviously the best part. But even just the random performances, like that striker on
Igor Jesus?
No, the Lorch.
Lorch.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like the random performances, which I kind of said earlier. The random people, the random players, the random nostalgicness that you see from whoever's playing on whatever Brazilian team is like really fun to watch. Absolutely. And again, the upsets have been fantastic.
Yeah. The game that sold me a little bit on this Club World Cup and why it's exciting, which we can get into now, is Bayern's win over Boca Juniors. Because Merentiel tied it up, 1-1. The fans in the stadium were going absolutely berserk. And I realized, like, yeah, the European fans may not give a damn. We may be concerned about player health, etc. But there is a really good side to this tournament. And Boca Juniors, along with the rest of the South American teams, are really selling this to me,
yeah.
I have to say. Now, I've talked to you a few times about, like, the people that are just going to watch from, like, the quarters, the semis, the final, they're not going to end up liking this tournament. Because it's probably going to be European teams with, like, you know, maybe like a Boca or a Botafogo in there, maybe.
And probably not Boca, but
yes, maybe Botafogo. Like a River Plate or one of those.
Flamengo.
One of those.
Flamengo, perchance,
yeah.
Fluminense.
But it's more, I'm still like 95% sure that it's going to be a European champion and they are not going to have much difficulty eliminating the South Americans or the Africans or the Asians or anybody on their way to the final, the championship. But right now, seeing these teams play and seeing the fans so invested, this is the part that I love. This is what's selling me. Like, I am going to be, I don't know if I'll actually end up delivering on this, but I am more excited to watch Boca Juniors even outside of the Club World Cup now. Like, the next game between Boca Juniors and River Plate, which will be in a couple of weeks or month, it was like a 1% chance of watching before. Now it's like a 7%.
Okay. And I guess that's kind of the point of this tournament, no?
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some essence of what it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
if you had told me at the beginning of the tournament that I'd be a fan of a completely new team, then I wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah, that's facts. But
the Mamelodi Sundowns are doing something to me.
Flamengo
kit on the way. I have one. I could just give it to you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. He's worn it on the pod.
Yeah, I've worn it.
Like two episodes ago.
Oh, that one. Yeah, facts.
If you watched. I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, that episode that the four of us did right before, like the Club World Cup preview, I feel like that kind of got all four of us like really excited. Yeah. Like, definitely like
looking into these teams.
We were definitely like, oh yeah, this is going to be something. This is going to be more than what I thought it was going to be.
100%.
So I have a question. Are any of these teams, more the European teams, are they going on preseason tours after this? Like, are they doing a preseason tournament?
Preseason for a lot of them will start in like 3 weeks. But
are they doing it? Fair.
But the starters probably won't be a part of that.
So I guess my realization of it all is like, why not have this as your preseason warm-up kind of thing? I know it's a little bit soon after the season actually ended.
Yeah.
But if this kind of takes place of like a normal preseason overseas tournament that a lot of these European teams tend to do around this time, maybe a little later than what it is usually. Why not?
Give them a little bit of rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe move the start of the tournament a little later. And then obviously whoever's not playing in the tournament can still have their preseason friendlies. They can still go to other cities that aren't in the Club World Cup at that time. But if this can take the place of like a semi preseason tournament and it actually be kind of competitive.
But then the clubs aren't earning as much money if that's the case. That's because here they get their prize money for being in the Club World Cup, and then 3 or 4 weeks later they get that money to go to Malaysia for a couple of non-important games, right? Plus you also have like the Super Cup they have to contend with, and then there's I think the Argentine and the Mexican season hasn't even started yet. The Argentine season hasn't started yet. So this is like a preseason tournament for them.
Fair.
Which may actually be one of the reasons that they're doing so well, is because their players may not be as tired as the European ones.
True.
So,
fair enough. Anyways, it is definitely weird for some of the teams, like the Brazilian teams and the MLS teams, where it's like just halfway in the season, you just stop.
Yeah.
And then you just go somewhere to play other teams, but whatever. Yeah. Is what it is.
You can't schedule this tournament in a time that's not awkward for anybody.
Yeah,
facts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, in this game, it was Harry Kane opening the score, and then it was Merentiel, who's been impressing me this tournament a lot, with a beautiful goal. I don't know if you've seen it. It was like one of those where, like, you know, like you knock it past the defender and then run around him.
Mm.
Oh, I love those skills.
Double tap RB.
Yes. He double tapped RB, and then he finished far post on the Neuer, bridge. And it was beautiful.
So R1.
And the fans went wild. It was looking like a party. It looked like our power rankings list was screwed. And then Olise wins it with just a couple.
It looked like
it
was going to get screwed a lot of times, but it got saved every single time.
Mm. Flamengo's win earlier in the day kind of screwed it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I see the power rankings? I haven't seen them. I'm just a bad Julian's fan. One?
I can see yours. I'll tell you mine. Yeah. As of Friday, I had Bayern first, Juventus second, Man City third, PSG fourth, Botafogo fifth, Palmeiras sixth, Inter Miami seventh, Real Madrid eighth, Al Hilal ninth, Chelsea 10th. That would look way different now.
When did Chelsea lose?
They lost, the Friday of the day we recorded.
Okay.
So now if I made it again, Flamengo would certainly be top 10.
Flamengo was top 10 for me already. So.
Yes, sir, my boy.
Chelsea would be like 16th or something. They'd probably be below the Sundowns.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then at the bottom you had Esperance Tunis in 29th. They'd be higher now. Mm-hmm. Seattle 28th.
They didn't win. They drew.
They did.
They won.
Yeah.
Against who? Yusuf Bilaili against Los Angeles FC.
Oh, my, I did see that. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that was big. That's massive for them. Yeah.
Where are they from again?
They're from Tunisia.
Yeah, Tunisia.
So what is that? What does that mean, Esperance? What is that?
It's like hope.
Hope of Tunisia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a crazy cool name. What the fuck? Bro, that's a crazy cool club name. That's like a boat you go on, like a cruise ship. Yeah. The Hope of Tunisia. That's like a cruise ship you could go on. That is a sick ass fucking name. Is it actually Hope?
I'm pretty sure it's Hope.
What if we had that in the Premier League where like all the names in Latin meant something like Arsenal was like the heart and soul of Islington or something like that? It's just like something really deep.
I played for Islington before.
What?
I played for Islington before.
Oh, yeah?
On the bench.
Islington?
No,
what?
No, there's Islington, like the road Islington nearby here.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, they have some pretty cool club names in Tunisia, man. They have Étoile du Sahel.
Wait, Étoile.
Like the star of Sahel.
Code school. Yeah.
They have another Étoile. They have a Club African.
Nice.
African club.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, no, wait. Is that U.S. Tatooine?
Tatooine?
Like the Star Wars planet?
Like the Star Wars planet. US Tatooine or Us Tatooine.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Zarzi? There you go.
Wait, I want to go back to Club African.
Yeah.
Deserting?
Can we check their squad list?
Their squad list?
Like their squad?
Like,
actually, it's not even available here.
Yeah, they don't even have it. Let's see their recent. They recently lost to Esperance to Tunis. And it doesn't even have the game info on it.
Labidi scored a pen though.
Labidi.
Good Labidi. Cool little player.
Yeah. Mm.
Keep an eye
out. It's a cool logo.
It's like a
anyways. We're going off the rails.
Is there any rails to go on to though?
No, there is.
There was 3 game weeks that you guys missed.
I want to talk we should talk about, I don't have much to say on this, but I would like to get your guys' comments on the job that Felipe Luis is doing as manager for Fluminense.
We knew it was amazing before, and even now, like, he looks cold on the sideline there with his little black t-shirt.
I know.
He's probably boiling. But
slick back hair.
Yeah. Crazy.
He has the same amount of trophies as he has losses for Flamengo.
Wow. Really?
He's won 3 trophies and lost 3 games.
Wow.
Damn. That's the shit that Zidane was saying in his time at Real Madrid. That's crazy.
People are giving shouts for him to be soon, like, the next Brazilian manager.
I mean, Carlo Ancelotti just came in.
I know, but, like, the Brazilian national
of the future.
Like,
yeah, I
you
see
know
it.
What? I would like to see him in Europe eventually, just because, obviously, I've been doing my Flamengo research.
Some managers are meant to be in Brazil.
But that's what I mean. Like, I would enjoy to see him outside of Brazil so I could be more locked into what he's actually doing. But, hey, I guess that's what this tournament does, is it opens your eyes to different things that you wouldn't expect to be interested in.
Absolutely. Totally. What did we make of Nicholas Jackson's red card?
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Yeah. He might be gone, lads. Like, imagine being a Chelsea fan, and after watching him for 2 years, he does this in a game that I guess doesn't really matter, but does matter.
Well,
it does.
Like, we're on the vibe that the Club World Cup matters, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, just imagine if your favorite your striker did that, an Arsenal striker, United striker, after everything that they've been through that his passes brought towards him. He's not him. He's just not him.
He's just not him.
What does he do well? He can't shoot. He can't dribble.
Yep.
He's not really good at the hold up play. He loses his head, apparently. I don't know.
What about Liam Delap? Jesus, he played terrible.
He wasn't amazing. Came off about half an hour to go for Nicholas Jackson, and then Jackson gets sent off like 3 minutes in.
Yeah, that was bad. Talk about a cameo, man.
I'm sorry, I just a little off. I don't know if we've already talked about it, but like Liam Delap signing, like, you know,
I agree. I think he could be okay.
He could be.
I don't know.
Jackson's also the guy. Like, he gets subbed on in the 64th minute. Then in the 65th minute, Flamengo score, and the reason they score is because he loses his man.
Jackson, really?
Right. He's the one covering Danilo. He loses his man. And then 3 minutes after that, he gets sent off.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love the stats.
Christ.
4 minutes played. Man. 2 touches. 0 of 0 accurate passes. Ground duels, 2-1-0. 1-0 of them.
Ugh.
Possession lost once. Foul once.
And then you need to bring on another attacker to grab a goal back, and you're bringing on Mark Uy. Come on.
Low-key.
No, don't sell me on Mark Uy.
I have high hopes for him.
Don't sell me on Mark Uy.
To be honest, he was a fantastic super sub in the Tranmere Rovers career mode this past year. So
he's so terrible.
No, he was good, man. His he was two-footed in that
IRL.
Well, I don't know. But all I know is ASAP Rocky's Tranmere Rovers did very well with Mark Uy as a super sub.
It would have been nice to have, you know, like a fast guy who had a lot of talent, someone like Mudrick, but shame. Couldn't bring him on.
So when is he back?
In 4 years.
2020, if he gets convicted, if he gets found guilty, which I don't think will happen.
Really?
No, I don't think will happen. I think if they find him, like, any guilt, it'll be like a year or two, honestly. I don't think he'll be gone for the full 4 years.
But if he was gone for the 4 years, full 4 years, he still, I think, has like 4 more years on top of that on his contract. With
2
Chelsea.
Years after that, yeah.
Okay.
Arsenal dodged a bullet there, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I still see a player there. But yeah, I'd love to get your guys' opinions on it, because we talked about it a bit last week. Yeah. But
it's kind of crazy. Like, I was at a funeral when no, it's just funny. Like, I was at a funeral when I think the news broke that he went to Chelsea, and I was like, bro, what terrible timing! Like, it's just.
What was sadder, the funeral or the news that he went to Chelsea?
Obviously the funeral.
Okay.
But I was just like, damn, what terrible timing. But then I guess, like, that was actually God's way of, like, giving me a gift, you know? Like,
it's like, guys, this is just so terrible because Mykhailo Mudryk was supposed to come to all
You know what's funny? You guys
it
ever seen
speech?
You guys ever seen that clip in the movie The Incredibles where Dash is running and the father I have a point here. And the father is like, make it close, but don't finish first. You know what I'm talking about in the last scene of the movie The Incredible?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I saw a tweet, someone quote tweet that clip in response to Mykhailo Mudryk getting found out of using illegal substance. But this guy, he was taking performance-enhancing drugs, but his performances weren't being enhanced by the drugs. So it was kind of like, you kind of saw the contrast to that. It was very funny.
No, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, Drew, what was your question?
What?
You said you want to hear our thoughts on Mudryk?
Yeah, like, I think if Arsenal signed him, I still maintain that if Arsenal signed him, he'd be a much different player nowadays. Maybe. However, would he be 80 million worth? Probably not.
Well, his debut was like a top 10 debut of all time, if we're honest. Yes. Besides him actually like scoring, dude, he was attacking defenders. Yeah. He was tricky with his feet. He was scary to watch, especially as a rival fan. I was like, we fucking missed out on this guy. Yep. Obviously, that's not the case anymore. I can't say that I'm sad that Arsenal didn't sign him, but I kind of agree with you. There's definitely still something in there.
100%. 100%. And I think if you're a winger that's so dependent on confidence, going to Chelsea is the worst move you could do. It's so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, having this competition, being in that terrible environment, like, yeah, players that don't have the ability are just not going to, no matter what situation they go to. Mm-hmm. But I'd be remiss not to think that he would be better, almost much better, if he wasn't on the blue side of London.
Fair.
Yeah. Be an upgrade on Martinelli. That version of Mudryk would be.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
He scored against Arsenal, remember?
Did he?
Probably. Yeah.
Damn.
That shit pissed me off.
Anyways, more general about Chelsea. I didn't see much from Cole Palmer in this game, and it made me sad.
He was really quiet. Fantasy.
But
his fall off?
Not fall off.
Well, bro. It's been half a year
off.
Now.
It's not a fall off, but
it hasn't been.
It's a massive underperformance.
It's been half a year.
I agree with what you're saying. It's been now like his second half of the season. If you don't watch the Conference League final, which is very good from him,
yeah,
yes,
you're kind of trying to find the old Cole Palmer that we had last year and in the beginning of this season as well.
I mean, Foden went through the exact same thing, and our narrative and our thoughts on him are different than they were a year ago.
I still hold Foden to such a high.
I certainly don't, because it's been what he scored his first goal in 20 games at the Club World Cup.
Yes, yes, but it doesn't mean
for a guy that was the best winger / midfielder out of the group of Palmer, Foden, Saka, Gordon. He was the best, and then he went a year. 6 months doing what he did at City, which was not good. And then my opinion starting to change on him, and it's starting to change on Cole Palmer as well.
Well, I mean, you can the quality of a player doesn't just leave in 6 months.
Did with the
Bamian. Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. I think it's almost like his production, like he had last season, is almost not needed as much. Yeah. And kind of the load is taken off of him a little bit when you have, you know, like Pedro Neto stepping up more than you would have last season on the wing. You have Enzo Fernandez looking like a great player. You have arguably the best midfield in the world, up there. You have Reece James back from injury now.
Reece James.
Shout out. Generally, Chelsea have been a much, much better team than they were when Cole Palmer was actually at his best. And part of the slide in production is not just because like he's not hitting the form like he used to. It's also because he's just not needed as much.
That's a fair point.
Like I'm sure Chelsea fans are not that worried about Cole Palmer right now.
Yes, the last of their
worries.
They are
a much better side.
That's fair. I agree with that. But with these type of players, you need the GAs for their confidence, but also for the team eventually. You can't just go a whole season, a whole 6 months with his GA being like, what? I don't know what it was, 4 or 5 for the second half of the season. You're going to need it eventually. I'm sure it'll be back in August when they start up again. But
I'm not hitting the alarm bells on Cole Palmer just yet. But he has been a little bit of a disappointment for the Chelsea team at the Club World Cup, and I've been suffering in my fantasy team for it.
Didn't he get an assist in the first game?
No.
I don't think so. I think he did.
Oh, maybe he did.
I'm so not excited for FPL to come back, guys.
No?
Well, you're doing better now.
I know. I kind of like Club World Cup.
He talked to a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he put him on he's on the right track.
So. Yeah.
Shout out Flamengo, man. They're freaking killing it, making South America proud.
Yeah.
And surprising us.
It's my team, man.
That's what we needed in this Club World Cup, man. That's what we needed. We needed one of the underdogs to show up. I'm saying underdogs, but I think anybody
just
in
not
Brazil,
the European
one of the non-European
teams that's not European.
Yes,
because even like if Benfica did something, it's kind of like, all right, sure, you're not the cream of the crop,
of course,
but you're still pretty high on the pecking order.
Yeah, I mean, they could still do. They play Bayern tomorrow, so they could still do something. Right. They could still finish first of the group for all we know.
Could. Yeah. They won 6-0 against Auckland City.
The over-under is looking very much on. Ah, it's scary now.
It's great line.
So if you guys don't know,
great line.
Because I'm sure you guys didn't watch the 1 hour or something. We have an over-under on Auckland City conceding goals.
Ooh.
It's at 20.5. They're on 16.
Oh.
With one game to go.
Ooh, so they gotta, concede
I think
less
the,
than five.
The over
less
is so
five.
On.
Yeah, the over,
over
the
is
over.
So on.
Who are they playing?
Boca.
Ooh. But Boca are going to be trying because they need to get more than 6 goals to beat Benfica in the group, assuming Benfica lose to Bayern.
By 1 goal.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
For a goal differential. So they will be trying?
Trey, interesting.
They're going to be trying. Just like Benfica was trying. Like we scored our fourth and fifth goal, and Bruno Lage is on the touchline going like, okay, like come on. Let's get another one.
Yeah.
And that's literally what we talked about after the first week, is that if Boca and Benfica lose to Bayern
by the same score, by the same difference.
Yes. It's going to come down to who beats Auckland City
more. Who scores more
against Auckland City?
Interesting.
Exactly. So I was really worried because at halftime it was only 1-0, and I was like, oh no. Mm-hmm. This is looking bad. Like Auckland City
watching the first 15 minutes.
They made like 5 or 7 changes to their lineup. They brought in this kid named Nathan Garrow.
The goalkeeper?
Wow.
Yeah.
That first half, this kid was.
He's on the map now.
Crazy.
Like, is he keeper?
20 years old. Goalkeeper, yeah.
He played very well.
He played very well.
Sign him, man. We need a backup keeper.
I would say like.
I don't think he's a backup keeper yet.
Okay.
he showed promising
like,
things, but he's not.
Hashtag United should sign him.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Maybe like
know?
A.
Definitely.
Hashtag
yeah. Yeah, no.
Like a Wickham.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
The manager of Mamelodi Miles made it one of his top priorities for this coming week to insert at least one or two Boca Junior players so that it can really push on, knowing with that in mind that.
Right.
Yeah. That's smart from you. That's what I did. That's what I've done these past 2 weeks.
Wait,
it's paid off.
He's very proud of what he's done.
Are you talking about Auckland or Boca?
We're talking about Auckland. But
Auckland.
Okay.
But Boca play Auckland.
Right. Okay.
So,
you know,
with that in mind, he's planning ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they made a bunch of changes to their lineup. They looked actually much better in this game.
Yeah.
Benfica struggled a lot to break down the defense. But then once he got to like the 55th, 60th minute, the floodgates kind of opened and we looked much better from then.
Mm-hmm.
And my nerves were tempered.
Very disappointed.
You were nervous?
I was nervous because of what I just told you, Blake.
You can be nervous there.
I guess.
We were watching the first 15 minutes and Auckland were creating some chance. Like, they weren't playing too bad on the ball.
Mm. Look at the, go up to the graph. You were just looking, look at that graph, the momentum.
The momentum graph, yeah. But even like, in the first 15 minutes against Bayern, like, Auckland City did not get out of their half. And I say that sometimes to exaggerate, but I'm not exaggerating here. They could not get the ball out of their half. Whether they played it long, they could not hit the ball that far. Whether they tried playing it short, the press would get them. They could not do anything past their defensive third. But against Benfica, like, they would be a little bit more structured. They would get balls up there. They would, like, they would actually, like, hold a couple of passes together.
They were moving
the ball.
And
they'd, like, pin Benfica back a little bit. I'm like, what's happening here?
We were watching Joe. Joe was cooking.
Joe
was watching this together?
Yeah, we were.
It was right after pod.
Right
like,
after
we
pod.
Finished pod at like 12. And
we
then
bought it at 9 a.m. We came here at 9 a.m. and we were still here to watch the Benfica game at 12.
That tracks. That tracks.
Yeah, they're doing very, very well. The keeper was impressing me. I was like, this is going to go so badly. Like, Boca is going to smash these boys and we're going to go out. But eventually, I think 6 was like the baseline. I was like, let's aim for 6. 6, I'm like a little bit like, okay, fine. And we got 6.
Out of all the teams, so if every single team in the Club World Cup played against Auckland City, who do you think would score the most goals?
Oh, I like
them?
This.
Against them.
I think Bayern, honestly,
I still think
was
Bayern,
a good show.
Like the 10 was.
I think it might be Bayern too. because you won't see that like that relentlessness in any other team. Bayern have that mentality that even after 10, they want 10 more.
Facts, I agree.
And they're here to kill. They show no mercy.
Like Inter's not doing that. PSG.
PSG might score. PSG might be up there.
Yeah.
True. I would give a good chance to like one of these like African or South American teams because like they may have a great attack, especially compared to Auckland City, but they may not have the defense to then show out in this tournament like we expect of them. Mm-hmm. But against Auckland, they could push up and
like a 15-5 type of game.
What I'm saying, I think Rainers on Mamelodi Sundowns can score five goals by himself against Auckland City.
And then Ribeiro can add a couple more. So we should be good. And Ronwin Williams can add one in there as well.
Why not?
Why not?
Set him up for the corners.
Exactly. It's not like he'll be defending anything.
You guys I think genuinely half the teams in this tournament could score 10.
City is a big contender.
City's a big
contender. City would batter.
Juventus is a big contender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if you were placed in the Auckland City lineup,
I asked him,
would you like do a job?
I asked him, how long would it take if you were placed in that Auckland City team for people to realize that you weren't a professional footballer?
Well, they're semi. Well,
none of them are professional footballers. Yeah. Okay. But would you look out of place?
Yeah. And on the other hand, if you were in that Bayern team against Auckland, would people notice?
Oh, yeah.
Because they wouldn't.
What position would you have to play for people to not notice?
I think you play center back.
No, I say right back, I'd be fine.
No, Sasha Bowie.
But you still
have
to whip and cross.
Sasha Bowie scored.
No, yeah, Sasha Bowie looked really good.
Oh, for Auckland.
For Auckland. You put me at right back, no one would know I'm not a
Put me at striker.
Yeah, put me a striker.
Because if you put me in goal, they're gonna know. Because I'm actually letting in everything. Like there's no, like it's over.
Well, that's what happened anyways.
But put me at right back, bro. I'll just clear the ball. I'll like try and run past like fucking Kingsley Coman or whoever's on. I'll be good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would Real Madrid score more than 10?
Absolutely not.
It'd be the teams that are really good at penetrating low blocks. So that's why, like realistic answer, it's probably PSG.
Yeah.
If every team is going up against Auckland City and trying, it's probably PSG. They're the best at breaking down low blocks if they have Dembele.
What?
Oh, we didn't break down a low block very well against Botafogo. So
that's true.
Why don't like teams just like put every single player on the goal line and just stand there for 90 minutes? Like I've always thought about
that. Anti-football at that point.
But I mean, is there a rule?
What if this is what I was thinking? You have a spy in the crowd.
Bro, what? What is going
Wait,
on?
Wait, what?
Dude, bro, what are you talking about?
Think about it. You push every player forward. It's the World Cup final. It's the last minute. You're sitting front row as like a fan of your country,
okay.
right?
You're the spy?
And sure, you're the spy or you're just a very passionate fan of this team.
Okay.
The other team gets on a breakaway. It's one-on-one with the keeper. The last minute of the World Cup final. Are you invading the pitch to crunch his ankles?
No, because you'd actually... Because
think about it. You'd get arrested. You'd be worldwide hated, but your team wins the World Cup because of you.
You would get killed.
Yeah,
You
would get killed.
That went against.
You go into witness protection from the team that won the World Cup.
Well,
I'm telling you, dude.
Witness protection like... against the whole country. That's crazy. I guess that's how that works.
I think
the answer for everybody has to be yes.
Yeah.
It has to be yes. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
I'm genuinely surprised
going
that hasn't
happened. Bro, I'm going studs up to their brain, bro.
like on that.
I'm making sure that I get my piece of
one. Or the country has 10 spies front row in the World Cup. And it's like, if Messi is on the breakaway... All 10 of you are storming the field.
They can't stop all 10.
Like, I'm surprised. Oh, like, you remember in the last World Cup in 2022, who was on the breakaway for France? Was it Colomwani?
It wasn't really a breakaway.
It was like a half.
You're right. They wouldn't. I feel like the spies wouldn't have enough time.
You wouldn't have enough time.
It was a ball over the top.
But I'm like,
and there was still a defender there.
Could run the goal line, though.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, but imagine. Like, I'm surprised it didn't happen. Like, it should have happened. Or at least, like, for taking pens, like, they just rush the field all at once.
No, because then they just retake the pens.
I know they would just retake it, but then rattled, like, clear the pitch for 15 minutes, like, security everywhere. Like, there needs to be a whole, like, restart.
What an interesting conversation.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we see that in our lifetime.
Oh, it's so going to happen. Like, yeah.
We'll leave it at that. I'm going to get political, but you know where I'm going with this.
I hope it happens to Ronaldo, just to see you crash out.
Oh my!
Just to see Julian crash out. No,
I am
Jesus Christ.
I am retiring from this sport. I don't think I'm ever coming on this show again. I don't think I'm ever watching football again.
Knowing how bitchy and complainy like Ronaldo can get, especially with that like
kid. That would be so warranted.
Imagine
he would put out a fucking wanted poster on his Instagram.
And would that not be warranted?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
You know what? I have the clarity to see this. Ronaldo fans are bitches. So they'll put out a hit on whoever does that.
Of course they will.
I swear to God
they're dead.
Yeah. It's fair. Yeah.
Like, oh.
But if it's like in the Champions League final against Man City, nothing's happening to you.
No, so I think
who's going to get you?
The seats? The seats are going to magically grow legs and come out and jump the field? No, that's not going to happen. I will say, though, keep in mind, 2026 World Cup in America, the Americans do love a good pitch invasion. I mean, not pitch invasion, but like streaker, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. My question is, though, when will it happen? What match will happen and under what circumstance? Like, what, like, outlet will the guy, like...
You know what we should do? We should have, like, a...
invade a pitch.
No, never mind.
No, say it.
You can't go back. Come on.
No, I was just thinking about, like, random match stipulations. Like,
oh,
never mind. Like,
guys.
What? Iran qualified for the World Cup.
Oh.
I just remember now.
That's why I was like, just now?
Wait, just now?
No, I think they did already. Iran became.
I thought this was breaking news.
They qualified in March. I just realized now.
They're in the same group.
They could be banned. They could be banned.
Yeah, they actually could be.
What if they're in the same group, bro?
Do you think like they'll not let that happen?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's happening. If this conflict escalates, that is not happening. It's not happening. The World Cup might not even happen.
Let's check in on the other countries, see how they're doing in the qualifier.
I think we're okay for now.
I think we'll put a pin in it. We'll put a pin in it.
That's crazy.
Just curious. I'll ask for a friend. In the
same group, bro? Talk about like.
That'd be nuts.
It's like when those memes with like Israel and Palestine when they're playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be that, but on the biggest stage in the world.
They're gonna make it, dude.
Who?
Israel.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to make it?
Not yet.
It's 48 teams. They better make it.
Yeah, exactly.
But wait.
Kazakhstan.
They're above Italy.
Oh, Italy.
Well, actually, Italy have only played 2 games. Israel have played 3.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, dude. You have to ask mom.
You don't have to be from Israel to be Jewish, right?
No.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
There's 30% of the population that lives in Israel. Over 30% of the population is not Jewish.
That's what I mean. So, like, it's like the... It does... You know what I'm saying?
Tell that to those people that...
All right, footy podcast, by the way.
Just saying. Okay, sorry. They're playing Moldova. Not till September 5th. Goodness.
Sorry. Inter 2, Urawa Red Diamonds 1.
Wow. Take a second before saying that.
No, that's fine.
Sure? Okay.
We're just moving.
Inter leave it late against Urawa Red Diamonds. It was Valentine Carboni with the winner right at the end.
Yeah. And what a story for him, by the way.
You have to feel bad for Red Diamonds, though.
You have to feel bad for Red Diamonds. But what a story for Carboni, because at the beginning of the season, he tears his ACL.
Yep.
Mm.
And he doesn't play a single game up until this. He comes on against Urawa Red Diamonds.
Yep.
He doesn't play a single game until he comes on, and he scores. Scores the winner. Good for him, man.
Big up. And they were behind for 67 minutes.
Yeah. I mean the flop team shouts are gaining traction now.
For Inter. Yeah.
Because although they won this game, you cannot be trailing for 60 minutes.
No, I'm too Urawa. That's
too Urawa.
And there is a situation where Inter don't make it out of the group.
Absolutely.
Because Monterrey have drawn both their games.
If Monterrey beat Red Diamonds and Monterrey. Inter lose
Monterrey.
To River Plate, then big possibility.
Which is totally not out of the question.
Exactly. Even if Inter draw to River Plate and Monterrey win by a good couple of goals, then Inter could go out, boys. They could go out. Yeah.
I wish Chivas Guadalajara were in the Club World Cup.
Big Guadalajara guy.
Damn.
You know who I miss?
Who?
Chivas USA.
Mm. I think it's a.
They were in the MLS.
They were in the MLS. Yeah.
Wait. What? They were?
Chivas USA, yes. That was a thing for a little bit.
Chivas USA?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Positive.
Wait, you're saying Inter could still get eliminated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Bro, they're only on 4 points.
It'd be nice if the Wi-Fi was working down here.
I know. Maybe it's good that I don't have my laptop today. I'm just raw-dogging it.
Yeah. Rogers.
Chivas USA. Okay, yeah. Come back to me.
Yeah.
Because Chivas Guadalajara are the Mexican.
Yes, exactly. So there's like a subsidiary of that that just folded after a couple years. Mm. Anyways, yeah. If they lose to River Plate, who in their own right drew to Monterrey, then Inter could genuinely go out. The group is wide open. I think there's even a world where River Plate don't qualify. It's wide open, boys.
Wow.
Good. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. One thing I will say about Urawa, their fans are something special.
Yeah. It is.
And I feel like the fans in this Club World Cup have made the competition special. You see the Flamengo. We were talking about the Flamengo fans.
The Boca fans.
The Boca fans. The
River Plate fans.
The Botafogo fans. The River Plate fans.
Yep.
All the non-European team fans.
Even the handful of Sundowns fans.
Even the Sundown fans. They might not be like 1,000.
You know,
but the good group of 300 to 500 people, they're bringing that subtle atmosphere that is what this Club World Cup needs. Mm-hmm. The Urawa Red Diamonds fans, they were chanting and jumping all game long, even in the first game. But against this Inter team, they were jumping all game long. And when they went down, they still showed so much passion. Mm. And at the end, there's those images where some of them are crying. But man, like, the fans really have made this competition special, because
they have.
It wouldn't have been the same without them.
And sure, they're not filling out stadiums. Like, I don't think one Club World Cup game so far has been a sellout, which is kind of crazy.
I think the PSG Atletico Madrid one was.
No, it wasn't.
It was close. It was like 80,000 people.
No, they show up late to the game, especially in LA with traffic.
But it wasn't a sellout. Okay. But the fans, particularly other teams of like the non-European clubs, mm-hmm. have been, it really reminds you that like the discourse outside of Europe and us that follow Europe is so different from what we know, right? There's like a completely different world outside of the mainstream discourse about this tournament. And like, so many people genuinely care about this. And it's making me realize, like, damn, like I should actually increase my scope outside of just the European teams a little bit. I should watch Boca River Plate if I'm available and feel like it and not busy and still in the mood.
Poor stipulation.
8%. But I'm also really disappointed that no European fans are interested in this, because you know how fire this would be if the yellow wall came down to the U.S.?
Well, you still see a little. Like,
there's still a bit
against Sundowns, there was like a mini yellow wall.
Yeah, but
It might have been 100
all
people.
All the fans of the European teams are just Americans that happen to be fans of the European teams and show out with like a little bit less passion, but it's just like...
Yeah.
Speaking of fans...
Fight and win.
Speaking of fans, did you see the LAFC fans?
Yes.
Ooh. Ha! Ooh! Ha! You didn't see the video?
Was that their channel?
No, it's that...
Against Chelsea,
it's awful. They're like 60 people doing that.
Yeah, that's quite poor.
Barbecue. You ever heard the Kansas City one? Barbecue, no.
Bro, what?
Barbecue. Or it's like, we're going to score 3 more than you. Barbecue.
The fact that I hear anybody making comparisons between football and like American football, like fans, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyways. You're comparing NFL fans.
Like, you ever hear like North American sports fans being like, well, the fans here are crazy. What do you mean? There's no way that soccer fans are
only better. Only for
and
NFL.
Then they'll watch the videos of like
the
Boca Juniors versus River Plate and they're losing their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Richter scale picks up when the two of them play.
Yes. Yes, genuinely. But we just spoke about the Dortmund fans. Let's go on to their game against the Mamelodi Sundowns. It was heartbreaking, man.
It was heartbreaking, but it also gave hope and it showed the levels that the Sundowns team can bring to this World Cup. And I'm being serious. You guys may laugh. This might be a little bit of glaze in your eyes. But I saw a Sundowns team that doesn't give up. And that deserved more.
Yep.
They did.
They did.
This is awesome, man.
No, genuinely.
Look how passionate he is.
They had more shots. They had more possession. Yeah, they had more shots. They had more
First of all, it was 60-40 possession, if I remember correctly.
For the Sundowns, right?
For Sundowns,
yes.
Yeah.
And they had more shots and they created more XG.
Yes. So they're kind of unlucky to not come out of this game with at least a point. And it means so much because it's a European team that made a Champions League quarterfinal this season, a Champions League final last year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, one thing that I learned from this Club World Cup is how much South Africans ride out for their teams.
Yes, bro.
Man, they're so passionate. And it's almost contagious. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's almost contagious.
It's cool to see you like passionate about this team. I love it.
I love it, man. I thought Lucas Ribeiro had what a goal.
He's so
what
good.
A goal. Dribbling past, just kick and run through the whole midfield.
I love that.
Great finish.
Bro, what is that defending though from Dortmund, bro?
I think he committed to it. He committed to it. And it was too late.
No, it's a crazy thing, but like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Still though, man.
What were you gonna ask, Miles?
I would say, has any team that's not from South America beaten a European team yet?
Yeah, Boca Juniors.
No, not from South America?
Probably not, no.
No. Not yet.
Okay. Wait, I was going to say, did we talk about the... When did Benfica... Did they win? They won.
Yeah, 6-0.
6-0?
Yes.
When was that? What day was that?
That was Friday.
Because I want to bring up the trophy that I sent to you. The More XG trophy.
Okay.
That was funny, you know? That was funny. ChatGPT took way too long to make that because the joke was kind of dying. But
yeah, I know. It was like 20 minutes after I said that.
I just sent Julian. It was only 1-0 at half, right?
Yes.
It was 1-0 at half in the Benfica Auckland City game.
Because I'm telling you, Garrow's went crazy, bro.
And then Julian said something about, like, we have so much XG. And I was like,
yeah, we created more XG than Bayern did in the first half.
Oh, yeah. And then I sent him a ChatGPT AI image of More XG trophy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it up because it was funny.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
You know who
such a fantastic joke, actually. Mm-hmm.
You know who broke my heart, though, against Dortmund for the Sundowns?
Who?
Ronwen Williams.
Yeah.
There's a world where he doesn't make that giveaway and
it's only 5-0.
Genuinely
win.
Genuinely beat.
And it's only 5-0. Sorry.
Thought it was 4-3.
Oh, sorry. We're not talking about Auckland. We're talking about the Sundowns. My apologies. Ronwen Williams, the goalie, yes.
Who I said was going to have a great tournament. I can't glaze anyone nowadays. I'm just cursed. I think I'm cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. Like, Sundowns can still qualify.
They can still qualify. Who do they play next?
You win against Fluminense. It's going to be tough, but I believe that we will win.
I believe that we will
win. You can. Up the bloody Sundowns,
bro. If Ulsan can score 2 goals against Fluminense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And Sundowns prevented Ulsan from scoring 1. I believe that Sundowns can pull a result against Fluminense.
Okay.
I agree with you.
They can even finish first of the group.
Can they? Like, mathematically, they still can?
We might be stretching it now.
They can.
But they can.
Ulsan needs to win, though.
No, they need, even with a draw. If Fluminense lose to Sundowns, and Dortmund and Ulsan draw.
Which is not happening, I'm sorry.
Don't kill my hope, man.
Oh, yeah.
Still, though, if they beat Fluminense, then it can happen.
If they beat Fluminense, they're through.
Yes.
That's all we need.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Up the bloody Sundowns. If that happens, insane. Insane. And I would not put it past them whatsoever. I'm locked into that game.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you guys need to pay attention to Sundowns, bro. I know this is going like in
you
one
guys
year,
pick,
out the
no,
other.
You guys pick, I'm on the Flamengo train. That's my
enough.
Team, bro.
Fair enough.
Dude,
he's with Sundowns.
I'm Mamelodi Miles,
Fluminense,
bro.
This is Fluminense, though.
I know.
Oh, okay. Oh, I
I'm saying like
oh,
that's
okay,
like my
okay,
team
okay.
where I'm riding
okay,
for.
Okay.
I do kind of like.
I can't be a plastic fan, you know. Like I gotta choose one, and like I'd be happy with a little Sundowns win. I don't want to glaze. I don't want to be like Julian. You know what I mean?
I think I'm glazing more.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I just feel like the multiple team syndrome. I don't want to be like this table.
Excuse me.
What?
This is not this
no,
is so valid,
no,
though.
This is valid.
This is so valid.
Because right now you have Mamelodi Sundowns, you have Benfica.
You have Toronto.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, Toronto
Let's
FC,
talk about Canada.
United.
Let's talk about Canada.
Bro, fuck that. Oh, my God.
Are we done with
Sorry,
World
we're
Cup
trying
stuff?
Not to
no,
swear
we're
as
not.
Much
we
anymore.
No, no, we still have more.
Yeah.
Shall we move? I mean... Fluminense, shout out to them. Also beat Ulsan 4-2.
Shout out Arias.
Shout out Arias, bro.
Oh, he's a real player. He was showing great things in the first game.
I got Bunda.
Yep, really pretty.
Creating
on my bench.
Great opportunities.
Got a crazy build.
Got Bunda, Loki.
He has a great build.
What?
He does
he's
have
got
a great
Bunda.
Build.
Oh, that's not a detail I noticed, but good for
yes,
you.
Yes, it was.
It's not the first thing that comes to you. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
We can admire the build.
What's his first name?
John, like Duran. J-H-O-N. But he was showing great things against Dortmund in the first game. And in the second game, he scores that wonder free kick, man.
Yep.
What a goal.
What a goal.
Jesus what a strike. Christ. Reminiscent of the Declan Rice free kick, Blake?
Yeah, wow, he kind of looks like Endrick. Wow.
He's got Miles Lewis Skelly type legs.
That's bad. What?
That's
bad. Come on.
What?
Looks like Endrick?
Like the face shape. Boy, you guys make everything about, like,
fuck. Oh, he's Colombian.
Goodness. I will.
He's Colombian.
You didn't know?
Yes.
This. No, what?
Come on, bro.
He's Colombian. You say he looks like a Brazilian guy?
I can look like a Brazilian guy if our faces look similar. Like, but you're acting like people can't look alike.
Well, they can. He's gotta say it in the right way, you know?
From what is this?
My God. Good Juventus 4, Wydad Casablanca 1. Let's move on here.
I just watched the highlights. So.
Kenan Yildiz,
man.
What a game.
Wow.
Juventus are like really showing out in this
tournament. They're steamrolling. I mean, it's against Al Ain and Wydad Casablanca, so we'll have to see how
there's an argument for Juventus to be first on the power rankings.
I agree. I think they might be first.
Who's their last game against?
Their last game was City. Against Al Ain.
Their next game
against Man City.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're already through.
We'll have to see how, yes. Yeah. We'll have to see how they fare up against City.
Yeah.
That'll be
a good game.
But they're steamrolling right now.
Yeah.
It might just be Casablanca and Al Ain who aren't great teams. Maybe. Maybe. But probably.
Wait, where's Al Ain? They're like from...
From UAE.
Dubai.
Right.
Yeah, Dubai team.
Yes. Rui Patricio won that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then where's Wydad?
Morocco.
Fair.
I mean, you would expect
you would expect a win there, despite you would. Not being the best.
You're talking about Kenan Yildiz. What a start to the tournament he's having.
I know.
He scores against Al Ain.
He's such a fun player to watch. I love watching this. Him, Conceição, Colomani has been such a joy.
I was talking about this last pod. We haven't seen Juve be this fluid in attack in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what Conceição, Yildiz, Colomwani are bringing even the wing backs are, yep. Cambiaso and the Portuguese, what's his name? Forgot.
You glazed him before.
Costa.
Never even mind. The wing backs are bringing a lot to this attack. The last time we've seen this was such a long time ago. It's looking really fun to watch this Juve team for the first time in a long time.
They're kind of still like young. They have a lot of young pieces, despite them being disappointing.
Igor Tudor doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of made like a half push for Champions League football. Didn't end up getting it. Kind of fell short.
They did get it.
They did get it?
They got fourth, no?
Oh, I'm thinking of Milan. Sorry, my bad. Yes, they did end up getting it.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of an up and down season for them all throughout. But then it looks like they're really starting to put the pieces here, like together here. And I'm really excited for the next season.
I think Kiffren Teram is playing so well.
Yes.
So well. He's such an underrated player.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, half the guys you just said are all like under the age of 24, 25. Yeah.
Their problem was always the defense. Like,
yeah,
you still look at the players that they have in center backs now. Like, they're starting Lloyd Kelly at center back still. You're not going to notice.
But then again,
you're not going to notice that problem as much against Al Ain or against Wydad.
Then you have Bremer that's injured.
Yes, true. Exactly. And he'll be back next season.
He's been probably their best player.
Is he good to start? Probably, right? Because he got injured at the start of last season.
Probably.
Right?
He
tore his.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Gatti had his moments as well throughout the season as well. Maybe you sign somebody. We don't know yet, but. I'm feeling good for Juventus, but they just have to figure out that area of the pitch.
Is that the goal? Is that the goal of the tournament?
Goal of the tournament?
So far? Yildiz? What do you think is the goal of the tournament so far?
Maybe that
Arias' free kick.
Yeah, that free kick is really...
You think it's better than the Yildiz shot against Casablanca? Because that's a strike. Like, you don't hit a ball as purely as that.
It's right in the corner.
That's a pure strike.
Right in the corner.
And even the first one was really good too.
The first one.
Was that his first? Was it? He scored two in this game.
His second and third were really good. He scored three. The first one counted as an own goal.
Oh, I see. Because
it was a little deflection.
I see. Yeah, so it was what was the one where he got the pass through and then hits it first time far post? Like on the ground. And it just plays really well.
I might have been the first one, but it didn't go to him.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking
of. It was near post though.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yes. It's definitely up there. I would put the Arias free kick.
The Arias free kick? The Arias free kick is really good. You also have...
That Bellingham goal is really nice too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Arda Güler goal is really nice too. We'll get onto it.
Yeah. But you have... I think it's Monterrey? Was it? No, it was Pachuca. Scored a free kick against Salzburg.
No, that was not that
good. The Oscar Glück goal in that game was pretty good.
Nah.
The Oscar Glück goal was good that game.
Yep.
Messi's free kick is up there.
Oh, actually, that one's up there too. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's up
you
there.
You have to consider it.
Cherki's goal yesterday, thoughts?
Oh, I didn't see it.
He gets the ball is passed to him. He lets it go through his legs to Haaland.
Mm.
And then Haaland plays it back in a great first time strike in the bottom corner.
Really?
That's annoying.
Solid low goal. That's solid low goal.
Well,
the haters are Al-Ain. The haters are not happy with that.
So.
What Boca Junior goal?
Which one?
Against Bayern?
The Mantiel one?
Yeah.
Low key? That was such a beautiful goal. It was such a satisfying goal that you never see. Double tap RB.
Round of I think if the award was to be given today, I would give it.
They would probably
Messi's
give it to
PR.
Messi.
Yeah, Messi's PR wins it.
No, but who would you give it to? I'd give it to Kenan, I think.
It was, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair. Between him and Arias, I think. I'll go Arias, be different.
I don't mind that because he's not my fantasy. Captain, by the way. We'll get on to it.
Captain?
Yep.
Against Mamelodi Sundowns? Or again in the last
I
game?
I captain week? Him against.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, what a play.
Wow.
What a play.
Thanks. Fuck's sake. I was desperate for that, too. Because all my other captains were doing fuck.
How you doing in that?
We'll get on to it, Blake.
We have what? One more game, two more games to talk about.
Yeah, let's.
Notably Real Madrid.
Let's go to the Real Madrid game. They beat Pachuca 3-1. Some pretty nice goals. It looked a little Shakesville because Asensio got sent off after like 3 minutes.
Is Asensio like a guaranteed starter under Xabi Alonso? Because if I'm Xabi Alonso, I'm not liking what I seen in the last two.
Really
games.
Not liking
his first two games for under Xabi Alonso.
Yes.
Let's not forget the penalty caused against Al Hilal. It's the reason Al Hilal draw to Real Madrid. It's the reason that they score. And then now, in the first 10 minutes of the game, you get a red card. I mean, sure, some people could say it's like a smart foul, but I don't think it is. I think you take your chances.
You 100% take your chances.
You take your chances because you'd rather be 11 men versus 11 men
well, and it just,
with a goal down than 10v11.
And it just fucks your whole tournament because you're suspended now.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's suspended for what? Until the quarterfinals, technically.
I mean, still.
Around 16.
Yeah.
I don't see Asensio starting. I think Højlund is nailed, obviously. And then you have Rudiger, and you have Militao competing for spots as well.
Is Militao back?
Not yet.
Okay.
But he will be for next
year. Mean, like, in general?
Yes,
okay,
in general.
I got
he
you.
Needs to be. In I general. Think that Rudiger, Højlund, center-back partnership is going to be really
good.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Yes.
Really good. And Real Madrid found a real player in Højlund, too.
It's really, I mean.
He looks good.
Most
so
of everyone who I've seen talk about Højlund has talked about his mentality,
mm-hmm.
but it's just how he fits into that huge spot.
Yes.
In, you know, in El Clasico, mm-hmm. in whatever Champions League competition match they're in. It's what he does there, but I'm sure he'll be
He's
fine.
So calm on the ball.
That's what, that's what everyone talks about. It's his, and you can see it when he plays. It's his mentality.
Yes.
He's like, he's a stone wall, brick wall kind of guy.
Asensio, on the other hand, is almost too much of a brick wall. He is like Ramos syndrome without as much talent.
Yeah.
But like he could not handle Solomon Rondon in behind.
He's had his moments this season though. Like to be fair, let's
he
be
has.
Fair to him.
No,
he's
he
had
has.
His moment
he
this
has.
Season.
He has. He
it
has.
Was his breakout season and I think he's played fairly well overall. Like from a if you take all things considered, all factors considered.
Yes, of course. Like we did not know Asensio a year ago. But man, like come on. You can't be doing this, bro. Especially, you had a draw in the last game. Pressure's on you to get a solid win against Pachuca. Really show out why it should be a favorite for this tournament. And you pull that off after not much more than 5 minutes.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Was it
and
five
it was,
minutes?
Seven.
It says seven, but I swear it was like 3 minutes.
No,
I don't
it, was
know if
like, it was like six or seven.
Okay. I don't know. I was watching it live. And a couple of moments before that where they had Rondon or
what's
like
his name?
Like Kennedy, or one of these Pachuca players in behind, and they could not deal with it. It would be Rondon on like the back of either Asensio or Højlund, just holding back the line, and it would open up opportunities for the midfielders or the wingers to get in behind as well. And they showed real promise in the first 10 minutes against Real Madrid, and Asensio could not handle it.
Hmm.
You'd be on the back foot in that moment, or like it was like really Shakesville, or like you'd be like really worried about Real Madrid's chances in this game. You're like, well, how's this game going to go? Luckily,
they
grabbed
they
two
levels.
Right before halftime.
They showed levels.
They showed
they
levels.
Still showed levels.
Bellingham with a beautiful goal. Arda Güler with a beautiful team goal.
Yes.
It was Trent involved in it as well. Fizz pass into Gonzalo Garcia.
Okay, that Arda Güler goal could be up there. Who was it?
Yes,
that
I said that.
No, he said that. No, I said the Bellingham goal.
You're trying to.
No, because I heard Bellingham. Yeah, that's why I was like Bellingham. No, it was you.
Trent fizz ball on the ground into Gonçalo Garcia. He takes it just first time into the path of Goulaire. He takes a beautiful touch to open up his body and then far post finish. Just quality.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited to watch Arda Güler under Xabi Alonso.
Me too.
I think he's going to be such a good player.
Where does he play? Like, where does...
He'll probably be on the wing.
Right
on
center
the wing.
Mid, maybe?
On the wing, eh? That's what I thought. You know who was a winger that was left out of this game?
Rodrigo.
My boy.
Your boy?
My boy
You're claiming?
Oh, he's my boy now. Okay. After all we've been through, me and him, we've had a lot of ups and downs.
Right. A lot of conversation. Late night conversation. A
lot of discourse.
Okay.
A lot of, and some of it not good.
Okay.
But Rodrigo left on the bench 0 minutes. He wants to play on the left. They just signed what's his name?
Mastestuono.
Mastestuono?
Yeah.
Apparently Goulaire is playing on the right now, left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unused sub in this game against a weak opponent. You're right. What a funny development this would be in the 6YB lore.
Oh, my God.
After all the conversations we had, he went to Arsenal. However, I haven't seen any links. So I think if there was concrete interest from Arsenal, we would have seen it.
I've seen a couple links.
I haven't seen them. From a credible source, I haven't seen any links.
Oh, he checks the sources. We just vibe out.
I'm just straight vibes. I'm just straight vibes. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Goulaire can keep going. Lee Judges said it's looking good, guys.
I think Blake's probably most excited to see just the team that Real Madrid put out next week for their game.
Oh my God! If Rodrigo doesn't play, like I might. Okay.
No, finish that sentence. Finish that sentence.
No, this is the action.
You will be very excited.
I will be excited
in more ways than one.
To the max, some might say.
Okay.
Okay. Valverde's goal to grab the third was really good as well.
Fantasy.
Gonçalo Garcia looked like he belonged in this one.
I like him a lot.
I like the cut of his jib, to take some vocabulary from you, Miles.
Thank you.
The cut of his jib.
Yes. He's pulled that out like three times.
The cut of his jib?
Yep. What does that mean? Can you explain?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, you don't?
He doesn't even know. He just pulls it up.
Like, someone just... You,
like, I think I want to know what it means.
Yeah.
Like,
an idiom that refers to a person's general appearance, manner, or demeanor, often indicating whether someone is liked or disliked.
Cool.
It originates from the 18th century practice of identifying ships by the shape of their jib sails.
Interesting.
The more you know.
Exactly. I don't know. I was just told. I know exactly what you're doing. Yeah. He's a good little plur. Like the case.
Okay.
You're talking about Valverde, right?
Yeah.
Or
no, we're talking about Valverde. We're talking about.
So where did he come from,
Garcia? Oh.
I think he's brought up in the Madrid academy.
He is.
Like when? Like
when?
Yeah.
Oh, like now.
You think I know this?
Like he's new, right?
He's 21. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. He had a bad miss in the Clásico, I remember.
Okay.
But ever since then, he's been doing well.
Was
that
him?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it was Redhead 44.
No, I'm pretty sure this.
What's
was...
his name? I don't know.
No.
Oh, Gonçalo Garcia.
Gonçalo Garcia. So not Fran Garcia.
No.
Fran Garcia, a different player.
Why do they all have the same name?
Fran has Fran Garcia on his back, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gonçalo Garcia has Gonçalo on his back.
And yes. Fran Garcia's a left back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gonçalo Garcia is
a striker.
A striker.
Okay, cool. I don't know who it is. I want to learn.
Right.
Fair enough.
I want to be a late adopter.
Fran Garcia has a bit of that John Arias build. Yeah.
The Bunda.
That pit bull build.
Yeah.
Man City 6, Al Ain.
Oh, my God.
Nil.
Did Marmo score?
The propaganda. Quick. No. Okay. The propaganda is starting with Ryan Cherkina. We are officially starting the propaganda.
Who is we?
Me.
Who is we?
Who is we?
We is me.
Okay.
Yeah. Great little goal against Al Ain.
If you start glazing Cherky and City, I will actually.
I've been glazing Cherky before,
but
City.
But I'm you saying because glaze. He's now on City, and you glaze him. Like it's gonna make me really upset.
He's been glazing for a while.
No, I'm saying
I've
because
been
he's
glazing
on
Cherky when it was the U20 World Cup.
You're not listening to me. I'm saying the fact that you're glazing him and he's on City, which means.
See, me, I personally have no affinities with any Premier League clubs.
You like Arsenal. You're an Arsenal fan.
I don't like
Arsenal.
I'm more of a Leeds guy myself.
And he said this before. Okay. I remember him saying
that. You have said that. Mm-hmm. Why?
I just really liked how Marcelo Bielsa was making them play in the 2020-21 season.
Oh, Melier. Big Melier guy.
Oh,
big
he
Melier.
Sucks now.
Yeah. Or 21, anyway, 22.
Sorry. Go ahead.
21-22.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, you like turkey.
I mean, what is there not to like? We forgot to mention Claudio Echeverri's goal in the top contenders.
It wasn't up there.
What?
I don't think it was.
Which one was this one?
It was a free kick.
It was the one that you were saying.
A lot of free kick goals this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
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 A lot of free kick goals.
It had a lot of curve. It was a nice one.
It went like, if this is the goal, it went like here.
So you think the keeper should have done better?
Can you describe that for audio listeners?
Go on. If the goal is a square and the square is
usually a rectangle.
It's usually a rectangle.
Is a rectangle and the rectangle is like 12 centimeters across on my face and 6 is in the middle and 12 is obviously the corner. It was like on the 9. You know?
Okay.
It was on the 9.
It's not poorly explained.
I get it. Yeah, it's like 30% off of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Well, isn't. Okay.
He's trying to fact check me.
You would say like 10:30 is top corner, though, right?
What?
10:30.
Bro, what are you talking about? I said 12 centimeters.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a clock dial to represent.
This guy said 10:30.
I thought you were talking about like. No, like, if you imagine a goal is like a clock.
What?
So,
clock is a circle.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you think of, like, where...
There's no defending this.
No, I get it. Like,
no, I don't.
The directions.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was, like... It's like...
So, the goalie's standing at, like...
Northeast, east. But, like, more north, but more north than east.
Well, to be fair, if the goalie's standing in the middle, you can't really explain it.
Shout out Oscar Bob's goal. Oscar Bob, I thought, had a pretty neat goal in this game.
Mm.
This was the late night one for us. I mean, like, let's be honest. This was happening at the same time as Game 7 of the NBA Finals. So I think even the most diehard City fans over here were not locked into this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diehard meaning your father?
Please.
He was watching NBA?
Of course he was.
Okay.
The fuck? Yeah. Which is valid for him because of Shea. You know, Canada and that.
Right.
What about Pascal?
And for Pascal. We kind of couldn't go wrong with the...
And the other Canadian finals winners.
Lou Dort.
Lou Dort, obviously.
There's like two Canadians on Indiana, too.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Mathurin and...
Benedict Mathurin, yeah.
From Montreal.
You thought he was going to spark a comeback for a little bit there, but no.
No,
he didn't. Is Shea from Brampton or Mississauga?
Brampton? Mississauga. But same thing, right?
Yeah. No, that's kind of crazy, bro.
What high school do you go to?
We just had a Brampton kid shit on... The whole NBA.
I know.
That's crazy. First time in 25 years the MVP has won the finals MVP. That's crazy.
Crazy. Because it usually doesn't happen. That's 25 years. That's not true. When
LeBron James did it.
He might not have been MVP.
He definitely did it.
2012, 2013. 2012 was the MVP. Definitely 2012.
What's crazy, though, is that people who do call him overrated or do the foul pumping thing and they foul baits, he doesn't play by the spirit of the game. Bro, like you said, many times the MVP does not even get close to leading their team to a championship. So the fact that he's done it while averaging 35 in the regular season, while averaging 30 in the finals, while being an MVP, while leading his team, his young team, to their first ever title. Oh, he's first ever title, no?
Yep.
That's first ever. Wonderful. I want to experience that.
The youngest team to win the finals since the 70s.
Wow.
I don't know how to feel with these Julian facts because LeBron James did it in 2011, 2012, and in 2012,
2013. Okay, bro, 2011 was Derrick Rose. He won the MVP.
2011, 2012. 2010, 11 was Derrick Rose.
So maybe it was 15 years.
Did they win, though? Years. That year?
Yeah.
2012, yeah, that was his first chip. Against OKC, actually. That was the last time OKC was in the finals.
Mm.
But Adam Silver literally said that on stage. Maybe there's a part of that I missed. But anyways, it's the first time he's won.
Was he in Cleveland back then? I forget. When did he go to Miami?
No, that was with the Heat.
Right. He went to Miami in 2010. Okay.
Anyways, let's talk about Canada for a little bit, speaking of Shea. For a minute, talk to me just about the Honduras game.
Well, to be honest, I didn't watch either game.
Oh, my god!
I watched the highlights. I was on vacation, Julian.
I know. You still got to show out for your team a little bit.
No, I watched the highlights. It was great. The Honduras game was obviously fantastic.
Yeah.
I have no notes. But the lineup was weird against who did they even play?
Curaçao.
Yeah, against Curaçao. The lineup was like a little... Was it not different? It looked different to me.
It was. I'm going to tell you right now. Thank you. kind of similar. We had Kone starting instead of Schwarnier.
Saliba's a player, though.
David was starting instead of... Or was he starting before? I don't think
he started. I think he started the other game.
But Seager didn't play.
Hey, Saliba's a player. That's all I'm going to say. Nathan Saliba? Is a player.
War
player and a half.
War player. No relation to William.
But it's just annoying. It's just annoying that this team can do the crazy good performances against similar level teams. Go 6-0, start off the tournament just the way you want. And then the next game, you draw to freaking Curacao. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Right at the death, too.
I don't know. I'm starting to get why you were so in on Portugal. I'm gonna say I'm wrong. Like I said, I'm a man of my word. I kind of do understand because I saw this scoreline. I was quite pissed off that this happened. So I understand because I really want Canada to win this tournament. Not as much as probably you wanted them. You wanted Portugal to win the
Nations League.
No, I really want Canada to win it too.
But I'm saying like my anyway. I want them to win. I do. So this performance, I don't think it's one that is going to lead into the knockout stages.
Yeah.
But it's bad. It's bad. The squad we have right now is also just not good. It's not our first team squad. Adekubi's injured. Obviously, Davies is injured. Yeah. Like, there's some missing pieces. I don't know why. Promise David.
Tejan Buchanan was the one that didn't start. And neither did Shornier. Neither did Alistair Johnson. We were kind of rotating even more than we had in the first game. Richie Larea didn't start either.
Promise David didn't even play. Luke de Fougerolles, if you know, you know. I've talked about him before, have I not?
Yeah.
Luke de Fougerolles. Get to know, man. He's on the Fulham Academy. He's like a defender. He can do everything. He's a good player. But yeah.
19 years old. Damn.
How happy are you getting if Canada win this Gold Cup? Like, are you going to...
Same level as Portugal win the Nations
League. Are you going to celebrate, you know, on the
street?
Yeah, I'm going to do something.
We can do it together.
I'm gonna hit a toast.
Yeah, we can do it together.
100%. Yeah. If they meet the final, let's go watch our rendezvous.
Okay.
All of us.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm down.
Why was so much hesitancy there?
No, I mean, I'm down.
No, I'm down.
I'm down. I just...
I'm just more baffled.
I don't have a Canada kit, first of all.
I'm going to give you one. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. I'm going to give you one.
Show up with your health card. They'll know who you support.
Your health card is crazy.
Crazy thought. Because I've been, obviously, like, I don't really support, like, the U.S. national team, but I do, like, get stuff about it on social media. And they've won all three of their games.
He doesn't support them, but if they won the World Cup, he'd be quite happy.
But I want to take you through who they have in their group. They have Haiti. They have Trinidad Tobago.
And they have Saudi Arabia.
They have Saudi Arabia.
We talked about.
Yeah.
I know. What?
Saudi?
Because I didn't know this.
They got invited to the Gold Cup a while ago.
What?
So dumb.
Yeah. This definitely goes back to politics as well.
100% it is.
Oh, well, that's exactly why. And lucratosity. What's lucrative? Like the other version of lucrative?
Like a synonym for lucrative?
Lucrosity? Lucronomony?
I think it is very...
Anyway.
Sorry there, mate. Can't help you.
So, yeah, when does Canada play next? Tomorrow?
We play against...
Tomorrow. Against Honduras. Honduras?
Tomorrow.
No. Just played Honduras.
El Salvador.
Similar flags.
I was going to say,
similar.
So, I mean, we're still going to top the group, but it's like, damn.
Yeah, dude. I'm not worried for us, per se.
No.
Good job to Curacao. Shout out.
Say his name.
Jeremy Antoines.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
With the goal in the 94th minute. Shout out.
Nice. Oh, it was a 94th minute equalizer for Curacao?
Yeah. And they had scored before, but it was chalked off.
Yeah.
So, like, warning signs were there, genuinely. I don't know how we don't win this game. Yeah. But I'm not worried. Not signing the alarms. I still think we win this tournament.
Hopefully.
I still believe. Right. I believe that we will win.
A little FPL roundup before we end it off.
FPL? It's
couple more stories.
It's not called FPL, but
same thing, bro. You know
CWC?
CWC.
FCWC.
Mm-hmm. Couple more stories to run through here. Going on.
Why okay. Shoot.
Go.
Machinelli. Disgust by Bayern Munich. Why?
Disgust.
What you mean why in terms of a Bayern Munich standpoint or Arsenal?
Okay, he's not like, bro, he's not terrible.
He's not Bayern Munich quality.
Well, it's a known fact that Bayern Munich need a left winger, first of all. They were looking at Bakura earlier.
Mm. Yes, but that's not happening.
That's not happening because PSG are never letting go of that. So they need to explore their options somewhere else.
Yep.
I don't know if Martinelli should be their number one option, but I don't think he'd be too bad at Bayern.
He would cook at Bayern.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
You just hate him. I kind of hate him too, but... Wow. I don't hate him.
I think you just love Rodrigo. That's why you
know. Yeah. I think you're trying to win the Champions League, and that's the kind of signing you're making. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We all seen how Martinelli played against PSG in the Champions League semifinals.
True.
Just saying.
I hope you're happy.
I'm very happy.
I know you are.
Thank you.
Al Hilal believe they can convince Theo Hernandez to join their team. They have already agreed terms with AC Milan. It's looking ever increasingly likely to happen.
I mean, we're talking about one of the best left backs in the world today.
Yep.
And you can say what you want, but he's been Milan's probably most important player over the last, dare I say, decade. He might be their second most influential player ever after Maldini.
Theo Hernandez?
Defender.
Okay. I mean, like,
I was like, there's been a lot of really good players to play for Milan.
Cafu?
Kaka?
Like, for their era, defenders. I mean. For what they've done.
I'm sorry, the full players.
For their era, I mean. For what they've done. There's people that say that. Okay. I've seen, what's his name, Marco?
Yeah.
He said that.
Marco said that?
And I was looking through,
he seems like a nice guy. I respect his opinion, actually.
I was looking at, like, top players in their era. And I mean, Theo Hernandez really does stand out.
Yeah. Well, he won't anymore.
Yeah. He's brought a lot to Milan.
I really don't. I don't like this transfer, bro. It's the same vein as Inzaghi going there. It's like, I understand if you don't have any more to give, if the football has left you, let's say, but this is a completely different scenario where like you're kind of near the peak of your powers and you're going to Saudi Arabia and it's like, oh.
It's also different for a manager because we were talking about this. Managers can come back at 55.
I guess.
And still do well in Europe. True. Players are on a time limit.
Yeah.
I don't like this move, man.
Yeah, it's bad.
I really don't like this move. I don't like it for him.
I mean, do we like any moves of players, big players?
Some I can accept. Some I can accept. Like Ronaldo going there pissed me off, but I can understand it because, like, you know, you want to get to 1,000. You know, you're at the end of your career. You're at the twilight. You know, that's what most players are doing: Benzema, Conte, etc.
Yeah.
But this one is like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyways, we talked about Marcus Rashford linked with Barcelona last week, or at least expressing interest in going to Barcelona. He's now expressing interest in going to Real Madrid as well. He's just shopping himself everywhere.
Yeah.
He was on a live stream with two massive Spanish Twitch streamers.
Really?
Just putting himself out there. I don't know their names, but he's really pushing for like a move to Spain.
Really?
It's getting a little bit desperate at this point.
Okay.
And then also with United, fucking Alejandro Garnacho just posted something on Instagram of him posing next to a Ferrari in an Aston Villa Marcus Rashford shirt.
What?
Aura.
Utter woke nonsense. Come on, bro. Wearing a kit of an opposing team.
That's not woke nonsense. That's just disrespect.
It's disrespect and woke nonsense. Well, actually, it would be woke nonsense if he was getting praised.
I'm really worried about United not being able to sell these players that need to go. And they're bringing down their own value, too. Fucking us over.
Makes me happy.
Of course it makes you happy, you mother. Anyways, what have you done lately in the window?
Zooby-dooby-doo.
What have you done after January?
Zubimendi, 4 different times.
And Kepa. Kepa.
No, it's
oh,
not.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Kepa.
Can't forget Kepa.
Come on, man.
Zubimendi, like, maybe 6 different times. And Kepa. We had to get our Chelsea reject in and then sign another Spanish midfielder, I guess. And then we go from
another
there.
Another fucking thing.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. PSG are now final stages of negotiations with Ilya Zabarni.
I really like that. I really like that.
Yo, Bournemouth
are cooked. The only thing that bothers me.
Bournemouth are cooked.
Yeah,
Bournemouth got rinsed.
Yeah, they're cooked. Yeah.
Their back line
Semenyu's going to leave as well, you think? Like,
I don't think he's not that good, in my opinion. But
the only thing that worries me in the signing of Ilya Zabarni is how he's going to get along with Safonov. Russian goalkeeper. No, I'm joking.
No, I do see it, though.
No. I was just saying that for pure.
Just joke. Like, you know, like a little extra zip on the back pass.
A little more venom on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Other French news. Paul Pogba looks like he's heading to Monaco.
And Fati. I just said that.
And Ansu.
And Ansu as well. Ago, yeah. This is the move that I like.
I really like it for Paul.
Yeah.
Labille.
Paul Labille.
Are you like a Paul fan?
No, he was also linked to
Who isn't a Paul fan?
So, like, I like that he was.
Who isn't a DePaul fan?
Wasn't there like a domestic violence case?
Okay,
no, there wasn't.
Oh. I don't think. No, there may have been an allegation or two, but everything's cleared. Everything.
Like Thomas Barton.
Who isn't a fan of LaBille? Seriously.
I thought you were gonna say who isn't. Who doesn't have allegations?
Well,
you gotta love it for him, though.
Yeah, no, it's good.
You know, on his day, best player of all time. I'm kidding.
Not shit. On his day is really good, though.
Yeah. On his day is.
Those four assists fantastic. Sold you a dream, didn't they?
What's that?
Those four assists, that one game sold you a dream, didn't they?
He sold me a dream a couple of times.
Opening Premier League game against Leeds, I think.
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Sounds right.
It was.
Shattered
Greenwood.
Shattered my dreams of
Bruno Fernandes hat-trick in that game. Yeah, this is a disgrace, bro. I'm just seeing the Garnacho post again, and Rashford's in the comments saying, my brother.
I love
it. And then you have Coleridge right under that comment saying, bang out of order to all of us who have backed you. It's a big up yours to United fans.
Goldbridge?
Yeah, Goldbridge.
Do you see that thing on Twitter about like it's like he's a massive prat for wearing that shirt and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So funny.
No, genuinely, it is disgraceful from Garnacho. He's just trying to bring his value down.
I love it. Did you also see the video? I don't know how old it is. I thought it was quite new about Man United announcing a new 3-year deal with a sponsorship and Goldbridge reacting.
Really?
It's so funny.
Oh, it's just weird, bro. It's just weird. Other football stories. Is the New York Jets owner, Robert Wood Johnson, unfortunate name, has become the new majority owner of Crystal Palace, taking over from John Textor. It probably means that they'll be able to compete in the Europa League.
Same with Lyon.
Nice.
John Textor had to sell a little bit of Crystal Palace so that...
His majority stake in Crystal Palace.
His majority stake That's so crazy. That Lyon and Crystal Palace would be able to play in the Europa League.
Valid.
Yeah. Shout out.
He also owns Botafogo.
He also has
Botafogo.
Yeah.
He has a nice little...
You see how much he was celebrating, bro? He's been trying to beat PSG all year. All year. At the beginning of the season, I think he's like, we want to whoop their asses. That's literally, he said that. And there was like that whole story with him and Nasser Al-Khelaifi going on a Google Teams meeting and yelling at each other.
Yeah. We actually?
Yeah, swear to God. It's like an entire lore. Yep. And then after that, John Textor pulls up to a PSG game. PSG Lyon game with a cowboy hat because Nasser called him a cowboy or something like that. And then they lose all this, and then he finally gets to beat PSG with his third team.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, there's also been like it's not really like a real thing, but there's also been kind of this discussion linking actually to baseball with Liverpool have been doing some absolutely brilliant like transfer market moves and spending so much money, and the same Fenway Sports Group owned by John Henry that owns Liverpool also own the Boston Red Sox have been kind of faltering lately, and a lot of people have been accusing.
I mean, they just traded their best player.
They just traded their best player, and they've been accusing kind of this owner. It's not really down to the ownership group of kind of just like not giving a shit about the baseball team and moving their entire assets and focus just to Liverpool.
I mean, I would too. Fuck.
Well, I mean,
baseball lucrative, dude.
But baseball.
Well, that's a disgrace, though.
Of course it is. I mean, I feel for the. Well,
I get it. Like that's usually how.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of like Arsenal fans have felt with Kroenke and the Rams.
With the Nuggets as well, when they the Nuggets won and the Avalanche.
Yeah, that's how United fans have felt with the Glazers and the Bucks. Like it's just
Money talks.
Especially these American owners owning football clubs. Usually you actually see them more into the American football teams. This may be a little bit different
here. Yeah. Well, I mean, Liverpool just
I never really understood what it really means from a Red Sox perspective, but thank you for filling us in.
Yeah. It's just another reason to give excuses.
Might be a clip.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Stop.
He's scared now.
Please. Please don't. Okay.
Can we get on to my favorite part now?
Fantasy Roundup?
One more story. Y'all seen Lamine Yamal with a 30-year-old?
Oh yes. My
God. Who cares?
No, but that's a story.
Though. No, of course we fucking care. He's 17 years old.
Bro, like, is it? What's the legal? What's the age of consent in Spain?
18.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Do you have the storyline, like the timeline,
Of events? It's just like they've been pictured like on vacation together, like on a jet ski, getting really close up and personal. And like he's commented under a couple of posts, apparently. Her name is Fati Vasquez.
She's an OnlyFans model.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, Jesus.
Barcelona, he value Yamal for millions and millions and millions of pounds and whatever, but for just $6 a month, you can see his girlfriend.
Can I just say?
What the fuck was that? I was sneezing while I said that.
What a fucking creep. Who and that's not getting talked about enough. The girl.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
There's also, she came out with a statement. Bless you.
So sorry.
Bless you, mate.
She came out with a statement that everybody, they're not dating. Yeah. Actually, in the statement, it says, I'm waiting until he's 18, which is kind of fucked.
What?
I think so, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Which is kind of fucked. But. Apparently, people are taking this out of proportion, and that they've never dated. The reason they've never even kissed, or all it's drama, bro.
That's
his mom's good, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Big advocate.
Are we sure it's 18? Are we sure it's 18?
I'm 100% sure it's 18.
100%. It's not 16.
Because sometimes Europe is a little different.
No, but no, it's 18.
Are you sure?
Let me. I feel like we need to fact check with this topic here. Are you good?
There wouldn't be this much talk if it wasn't 18.
No, there would be.
I'm not one of those people to be like, well, if roles were reversed, but.
Well, yes.
But if roles were reversed and this was absolutely. A young up-and-coming female football player with a 30-year-old, there'd be a lot more alarm bells around this. I'm going to just say. What is age of consent in Spain?
Your search bar's going to look really bad.
Lads. It's 16.
I told you.
Okay. It's 16.
That's what I'm thinking at least.
But still, zoom out, big picture.
But still, even if she goes, it's completely legal from a moral.
Nah, it's weird.
How do you not think that's weird?
It's weird.
I heard it's weird, but
were you gonna, it's no but. There's no but.
There's no but. It's very weird.
It's weird, but if it's let them do. I mean, they can do what they want, I guess.
Like 20, even if you're 22 with a 17-year-old, that's weird. If you like personalize, but a 30-year-old?
Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay.
Moving on to fantasy.
Chad, I'm not even cooking. I'm just not last.
Yeah.
You didn't come last this week by 1 point. Fuck you.
You came last 2 weeks in a row?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but I'm 17 points ahead of you, though. So you better fix up.
Oh, my God. The UI just changed on the website. Mm. It's not the jerseys anymore. It's at the players' pictures. Okay. Whoa. What the hell?
Nice.
Anyways, what the hell, you burn?
It's a great way to start because I was talking about the refresh of rules for the I'm doing my best manager last week. I don't think he actually.
No, I got a bone. I got a bone to pick with
you. He didn't have a time to do to take the course, or he just didn't want to?
I took the course.
Okay.
The course, the rules of the game does not allow you to make subs after the player has began playing on your bench.
Why would you want that?
What do you mean, why would I want that?
You
want
to sub in a player after he scores the goal? That's the dumbest thing I might have ever heard in my life. You need to sub in a player before he plays because it's a whole point of a gamble. It's a whole point of fantasy in the first place.
He is kind of spitting back here, Mr. Betancourt.
Like, you wanted to sub on Arias after he scored his free kick?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go through the rankings this week.
Let's go through the rankings, I guess.
This is fun. I like this. Yeah, see, it's fun when I'm not last.
It's nice when you're on the right end of the...
Yeah. I'm doing my best with 55 points this week.
Definitely not doing his best.
Definitely not doing his best.
He is 50 points off of first already.
Oh, shit. It's hard to catch up.
It is. Jan Sommer, 2 points. Bastoni, 1 point. Like, they... If I can't keep a fucking clean sheet against Rurawa Diamonds, then I have a problem. Dean Huijsen was on for a fucking clean sheet before Pachuca scored right at the end. Mm. Vardiol actually played, thank God. He got 7. Elise, 9. Foden blanked the bum. Palmer blanked the bum. Adeyemi blanked the bum.
Adeyemi is crazy, bro.
Adeyemi is crazy.
He was playing against the Sundowns. I'm sorry. Up the Sundowns. But come on, mate. Come on.
No, do not.
It's karma. Come on, bro. Karma.
Did he even start? I don't think he did.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Poor from the manager over here.
Pavlidis' captain with 22 points was at least a good move.
Decent.
And then Samu got 8. That was it. I only had 4 players get anything. And then Ari has 14 on my bench. Mbappe didn't play. Whatever.
It's like a forfeit will be on this
game. What is the forfeit? We've never talked about the forfeit. We can't talk about the forfeit now.
No, absolutely.
I told you. No, don't give me this. Don't give me this.
What do you mean?
Do not give me this. I told you guys before the fucking fantasy season started, we have to come up with a forfeit because then, like,
that's happened to me twice and I firmed it. So don't even do that. That's how
I said a smaller punishment. I said a smaller punishment.
Yeah.
What is that smaller punishment?
We'll talk about it off camera.
Okay.
Nando's?
No, that's too basic, man. We do this every year.
That's what he fucking got. Yeah,
that's what he didn't do, actually.
I'm not wearing a rival team kit. That's the punishment for FPL.
Okay, we'll talk off
camera. So what's the line?
We'll talk off camera.
Okay, we'll talk off camera. Anyways, Rodri goes to Arsenal. 56 points. You just avoid the worst of the week.
The glazing is crazy. What's going on?
What do you mean? It's progression.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So fine. If you guys don't know the lore, needy team, bro. Initially, the Rodri goes to Arsenal 2 years ago. Actually took a course with the first place team of the FPL in 2023-24, the 2023-24 season.
Yes.
Took a little course there and was given some pointers as to where to improve, right? And in the last season, he seemed to have forgotten every single pointer that was given to him. However, he's back on track now, and I think I had another meeting with him this morning.
Yes, yeah. Very quick one, yeah.
So now he's back on track, and there's real potential there of him finishing first or second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not first. Not set. Mamelodi Miles, I actually witnessed that meeting from afar. I saw Mamelodi Miles trying to get in as well. He was like kind of overlooking the shoulder, being like, wait, so can you repeat?
Mamelodi Miles with consent asked the manager of Mastuoningu.
Did he? Can we confirm?
He did.
And Mastuoningu with his kind.
Mastuoningu. Let's put some respect. Mastuoningu.
Mastuoningu. Yeah. With respect and love of the game, sharing his knowledge with the lower downs, you know, he's sort of as if he's not Robin Hood where he gives back to the community. And I think that's a really valuable perk. And it gives back to the Arsenal fans who have suffered so much this season.
Right.
And it's really just true showing of friendship. And just yet again, comes back to the love of the game. Sure. So he's, you know, he's looking to build on it. He has some interesting subs of bringing in a couple Boca Juniors players in hopes.
I thought we were still on.
Oh, are we?
No, we can,
no, he literally said my name, Mamelo. He literally talked about.
So we're just gonna brush past
him. No, we're not.
I don't.
Go ahead.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Trent for 7 points.
Well played.
Montiel for 9.
Well played.
You had Valverde for 8.
Well played.
And then Kane captain for 20.
You're heavy Real Madrid, huh?
I subbed out Montiel last week.
I just subbed out. Lover.
Okay.
It's cool. Bad for me.
Mamelodi Miles has Montiel.
Oh, just kidding. I still have my team.
Lucas Ribeiro. Great pull.
Great pull. Great pull.
Di Maria for 17.
Scouting bonus, too. Scouting bonus.
Di Maria for 17. Kane for 20. Good job, Mamelodi Miles.
You know there's actually a scouting bonus?
Really?
In points? If the guy you own is under, I think, 5 or 10% owned, and he does well, like he scores or assists, you get +1 point.
I love that. Oh. I love that.
Yeah. That's a rule I like.
I kind of like this Club World Cup.
Yeah, it's cool.
Kind of good.
Nice.
Okay, and then first was Mastuoningu with 62 points on the week.
Holy.
Screw you, bro. He had Arias captain for 28 points.
Wait, so how did you know
and beyond
to captain
that,
him?
Nothing else, bro.
I. It's the strategy. You
captain. Who did you captain first?
Hakimi. Okay. In the first game.
Okay.
Then I went to Carreras.
Okay.
For 0 points.
Carreras.
Then I went to... You'd have to tell me my team because I don't have it in front.
So you can just captain whoever.
I just captain whoever plays in order.
Yeah.
That's literally the play.
But I have a question. If Kane scores a goal.
Yeah, I see where you're coming.
And you captain him. Do you just take a gamble to keep him?
Yeah.
And you just...
You're either greedy or you're not.
You rode it all the way to Arias.
Yeah.
Fair play. Fair fucking play. Can't knock it.
Because no one did anything, so I did.
Yeah, fair. Well, I mean, Kane got 10 points.
I didn't captain him. I captained Musiala instead of Kane.
Okay.
Well, why couldn't you just captain him?
Kane?
Oh, in the game.
Oh, because it's the same game. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And then also in your team. Hold on. I need to confirm a change in my team I just made. Okay.
There, wow.
Look at this.
Mid-pod.
So he's looking at the opposition's team. Like, unbelievable.
Did you look at my team and then made a change?
He definitely did.
That's messed up.
You're such a little.
Would you bring? I changed my captain.
Okay.
Changed my captain.
He's taking the tips.
And then first, right now, you also had not much else.
Not much
you had Kane for 10, Garassi for 8, Alex Telles for 9, and that is it. Yeah. Ronwin Williams, why?
Because he scored the same amount of points as Gregor Kobel, and I knew that would happen. So.
Fair enough, dude. And that will do it. That will do it. Okay. Everybody, this has been another episode of the Six Hour Box Podcast.
Weird pod.
A very weird, odd podcast.
Kind of fun.
Very odd episode.
Friday. Friday's a big pod.
We'll be back for Friday with some special.
Be a great pod.
Where we finish off the group stage, talk about it. We do like a special little segment that we'll reveal later on in the week. Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay tuned on the YouTube.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned on the YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, do all the things that you always do on YouTube. Hit that big red button and turn on notifications. I never say that. To never miss another episode of the Six Hour Box Podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, be sure to give us a little 5-star rating and let us know, could you fit in that Auckland City team? And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been myself, Miles, Blake, and Antoine. It's been another episode of the real Six Hair Box Podcast.
We're good.
The real Six Hair Box Podcast. And we will see you all later on the week. Goodbye.
We out.
See ya.